The mission trip's theme this year was storyline, as you guys already know by now. And the theme storyline is the idea that everyone has a story, and all those stories come together to create God's overarching storyline. This theme ended up popping up a lot throughout the week of the mission trip, and it started with the first night. On the first night, all the girl youth and youth leaders were in the girls' room, and the girls' room was set up with all the girls in one big room, and then our church group was in one section of the room. It was past lights out, and we were all getting ready for bed and talking, and we were sitting on our air mattresses when a youth leader from another church came over to our side of the room. When she came over, she was, like, extremely furious with us, and she started by, she was like, "You guys are talking way too loud. It's way past lights out. We all need to get to bed. Everyone's been having such a long day, and everyone's tired, and you guys are just being way too loud, and we need to go to bed." My mom, being the person that she is, immediately felt bad and was like, "I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. Like, I hope you can forgive me. I'm so sorry." And then she walked away all mad, and then we turned off the lights, and then everyone went back to bed, or to bed in the first place. But through that, the story I told myself, because my judgmental side came out, I was like, this girl is just way too impatient and not very understanding. Like, come on, it's a mission trip. Get it together. But that wasn't the full story. And the full story was that she was extremely tired like the rest of us. It was the first day, and everyone had been traveling and getting everything together. It was past lights out. Our group was talking and unaware of the other people in the room, and we needed to get to bed. And after telling myself that full story, I was able to realize that I should not have judged her for being impatient or not understanding, especially because I don't even know this person. Through that moment, my faith was tested, and I failed by being judgmental. Moving on to the next day, we go to showering. Now, showering on mission trips is never the best situation. Sometimes they're at swimming pools or high schools, and other times you're showering at homeless shelters. This year, we were showering at a house. When we got to the house, however, on the first day, it was extremely crowded. The shower times were completely off. No one was on their scheduled time, and I was really dirty and just wanted to shower and get back to the church. The youth work staff were walking back and forth with their timers, trying to get everything situated, and then my pride issues came up when I started telling myself the story that if I were running the shower situations, it would be way better. It would not be a mess because I would be running them. Everything would be on time. Nothing would be messed up. It would all just be perfect. But the real story was that only two of the showers were working when there were supposed to be four showers working, causing chaos for the youth work staff. One of the group leaders had left their paperwork back at the service sites, so they had to go back to their service site to get their paperwork, and then on their way back to the house to get the kids from the showering, they got stuck in traffic. So one of the group was stuck at the house when they were supposed to be back at the church, causing it to be way more crowded than supposed to be. A lot of the people didn't know what the situation was because here you had to like go into a bedroom, change into your towel, go to the bathroom, have a shower for 4 minutes, then leave the bathroom and then change. It was just confusing. So no one knew what the deal was, making them go way past their time that they were supposed to have when they were only supposed to have 4 minutes. So everything was behind schedule. After seeing the full story, I realized that I could not have made the situation better, and me running the shower situations, it probably would have been the same because the youth work staff was already doing an amazing job. In that moment, my faith was tested again, and this time I failed again, but by having too much pride. From my first mission trip to now, I have learned a lot of things about myself and where I am on my faith journey. The main things I have learned is that I can be extremely judgmental and prideful. After learning those things about myself, however, I struggled with taking the next step. God had given me multiple opportunities to take that next step out of my comfort zone that was filled with judgment and pride, but time after time again, I turned back into that comfort zone and refused to take the next step. On the last night of these mission trips, we have a foot washing ceremony. The meaning behind the foot washing ceremony comes from John 13. On the night that Jesus is betrayed, he washes his disciples' feet. On the last night of these mission trips, the youth leaders wash the youth's feet. How it works is all the churches break up into their own groups, and then each of the youth leaders goes around an individual kid and prays for them and then washes their feet. When it was my turn to get my feet washed, the youth leaders surrounded me, and little did I know in this moment, though, Sarah's prayer was about to impact my next day. Sarah and I are both similar in the way that we struggle with mercy. As the youth would say, hashtag the struggle is real. Because of the relationship I have formed with Sarah, she understands my shortcomings, which led her to pray for me to have more mercy. Fast forward to the next day, and not to toot my own horn, but I was filled with mercy. And that sounds really prideful now, but like the mercy's all gone, so it doesn't matter. I woke up and I was helping, encouraging, and caring for everyone around. Even my mom turned around and said, Anna, you've done 5 nice things for me today, and it's not even 11. And that's out of character for me, because I don't do nice things for people. Then we then packed up the bag and headed out for sightseeing day. The youth group had a great time exploring the Bay Area of San Francisco. Everyone was in a great mood until we walked into the parking garage. We walked into the parking garage, we had seen that all of the windows of our vehicles had been smashed and that things had been taken. The group's response went one of 3 ways. The first response was to break down and start crying. The second response was to be filled with anger. And the third response was to stand there in shock. My response, however, was not what I expected. My comfort zone response would have been to go away by myself and judge everyone else for having a reaction. But today, I had a breakthrough in that particular moment. God had given me another opportunity to step out of my comfort zone that's filled with judgment and pride and help those around me. I did my best to comfort the sad, calm the angry, and support the youth leaders. I had a breakthrough. God had given me another chance to step out of my comfort zone and show mercy and compassion for those around me. I didn't realize why or how I was acting the way I was during that situation, but after reflecting in the car ride home, I realized that through Sarah's prayer the night before, God had given me the mercy that I needed to get through the situation he knew was ahead of me. God had given me another opportunity to take the next step. However, unlike the times before where I had failed in taking that next step, this time I took the next step. I will never know the full story of the car break-in, of why it happened, who did it, or where our stuff is now, probably burned. But either way, my faith was tested, and unlike the other 2 times before where I had failed by my judgment and pride getting in the way, this time I succeeded by stepping out. How is God refining your faith through the struggles that you have, and what are you doing about it?